Okay, so here's what I want to know. Oh, welcome to the Brandon Drury Podcast. I'm wound up. I want to know why, if my wife switches jobs, I have to change my fucking dentist. It is Saturday. It is 10:07 a.m. See, now, I'm working the real job. I'm now a civilian, unfortunately. And so my time is extremely valuable because, it was extremely valuable before, don't get me wrong, but now it's scarce, it's rare, because Monday through Friday is basically a wash. I get exercise, and then I work, and then I'm shit. I pump myself a little bit of tea just to get through the evening so I can get 30 minutes of shit done. I get nothing done during the week. And so here it is Saturday, I'm actually productive, I want to get stuff done. I want to do what I want to do. Well, I have my long list of things to do, and one of them is, does my dentist take my insurance? And I don't know why the fuck I have to do this. I like my dentist. I'm happy with the service. I've been going there for years. The price is usually about right. Nothing scary ever happened. It's good. I don't thought they're gonna fuck me. No one's put their finger in my asshole that I know of. And it's a positive experience, I guess you could say. And you know, a lot of people hate going to the dentist, and I don't mind it. Like, okay, this is just something we do twice a year. And it's not too much different in an odd way, like putting up the Christmas tree. Or it's become a tradition of sorts, a routine that we do every once in a while to mark the passing of the 6-month mark, we'll say. Whatever that's called, the bicentennial, whatever. And bicentennial divided by 100. Times two. Anyway, so I just can't get my head around what motherfucker connected teeth to your job. And again, I want to repeat that. What motherfucker connected teeth to the job? Like, I'm not a mouth model. I guess they have those. They have like hand models, cock models. You probably have a teeth model too. There's just no reason why my teeth have anything to do with the fucking job. And I've heard stories that the government put price control limits, wage limits in World War II on the prices, the wages you could pay an employee, because at the time all the soldiers were all fighting the Nazis and the Japanese, and so we had a shortage of labor. Shortages of anything caused prices to go up, as we fucking know, due to the COVID bailouts, COVID lockdown, bailout something else. COVID lockdowns have caused prices on, but it feels like everything to go up. Maybe I'm crazy. At least stuff that I want. Maybe not so much stuff I need, which, hey, maybe I'm spoiled rotten there. But regardless, the rumor is that during World War II, the government limited wages so that, you know, you could not pay more than, back then, probably a nickel an hour or something. And because of that, companies were still competing to get workers. And one way you could compete was if you offered additional perks that kind of went around that whole wage thing. And one of them was insurance. And say, hey, we'll give you this new thing we've invented where if your arm gets chopped off, we'll give you $8, which is probably what insurance was in World War II. It probably was the most useless, worthless, shitty thing ever. Back then, you just starved to death, and people said, well, that's why you had 8 kids, because 3 of them could die, and you'd still be okay, I guess. And so anyway, I'm not surprised by price controls causing all kinds of unintended consequences. Price controls from 80 years ago causing unintended consequences. I don't know why the government ever feels the need to control prices, because it's never fucking worked right. It always has bullshit consequences. And you see that with the rent control shit they've tried in the big cities. That's another story. I want to be more researched before I rant and rave about that price control issue. But I guess for me, it's like, okay, let's say I would like to check my mail today. Well, should I get a knife out and pull out a kidney? Well, what the fuck does a kidney have to do with the mail? And the answer is nothing. And so this is the thing that happens when you get the government too involved in too much shit. You end up having to do all kinds of irrelevant hoop jumping. And on a Saturday, I don't want this. Like, the Saturday is a big deal to me because I don't have any time anymore. And now I have to waste it on basically a bureaucratic detail. And so I'm of the opinion, maybe not ban insurance from businesses, or from your, you know, your employer shouldn't ban giving you insurance. I'm of the opinion of this. Let's change insurance altogether. And here's the thing. I want to come clear here that I'm not a big fan of the government getting involved with with health insurance and dentistry either, because I don't think they know how to do that either. Show me the politician that knows anything. And then show me a politician that knows anything about the business end of medicine and healthcare and dentistry and eyeballs and all that kind of shit. I just can't imagine a politician having any skills at all. But in particular, I can't imagine having skills in the economics of medicine. It's just too specialized, too rare of a trait. But here's what we do know. Doctors are expensive. Nurses are expensive. We have piles and piles of paperwork that are required. They're expensive. Medical equipment is fucking expensive. So we have all this shit that's expensive. Now, you can go, you know, the old story back in communist Poland, you can go in some back alley and they'll take like a rusty like fish fillet knife and do surgery on you. You can have that. It's cheap. And we've kind of decided as a culture, we don't want the rusty fish knife. We want something a little bit better. Now, it seems to me, and this is just my take on it, I think the government getting involved has just led to more and more and more bureaucracy, slows things down, makes things more expensive. That's kind of your stereotypical libertarian argument there. But I think it mostly holds because it's really tricky because I guess the supply and demand stuff really does apply to healthcare. And right now, the supply appears to be less than the demand. And this was predicted 30 years ago. I read some book about the national debt of all things, like probably, I would say 2000, so 20 years ago. And around that time, I read this book, and it said, don't worry about the national debt. The finance people, they know how to wiggle that around, and I don't know. I don't believe that either. But the finance people say, the debt's under control, don't worry about it. And I'm like, okay. But what they said, do worry about, is all these fucking baby boomers retiring. Worry about the baby boomers that need a new kidney and a new brain and a new heart and all that sort of thing. And because there's a shitload of them. And because the generation, you know, the baby boomers had 100 kids, or actually, excuse me, right after World War II, they had 100 kids per family. And now they have like, 1.6 kids. I mean, we have one. My best friend has one. My other best friend has zero. Other best friend has zero. Like of all my close buddies, very few of them have kids, and almost none of them have more than one. Like, it's a very interesting thing. It almost seems like if you're the kind of person I want to hang out with, you're not going to have 10 kids. There's exceptions. One of my buddies, he's up to 3 or 4 now. So, I mean, you know, whatever. In general, we're having less kids, and that's been that way for years. And so who's going to take care of all these old fucks? And right now, we don't have too many robots taking care of old people, although that does appear to be in the works, because it kind of almost has to, because no one's doing it. And the nurses we do have are overloaded. Some of that's by absolutely abysmal philosophies that have permeated through the business. You know, the higher ups of business have got to be the most brain dead dipshits of all time. That's another story, and I want to plan my attack on that too. That's just my dumbass teaser for that. But trust me, it's unbelievable the stupidity level. The thought process that goes into being an executive at a hospital these days. My wife's a nurse. I hear all the inside shit. So here's what I want. And anything that's a disaster, you simplify it. That's kind of the way I look at it. That's an engineering thing. You take every problem and you break it down into the smallest piece you could possibly fucking get it. And that's how you end up going to the moon. And even if you don't believe in the moon or don't believe in that we went to the moon, I'm sure both are conspiracy theories by this point. The moon's bullshit. NASA just has a TV screen up there. But even if you don't believe in those things, fine. There is a space shuttle, and at least came off the ground. I would think that's pretty accepted. Although, you never know if that footage is fake, too, of course. But the space shuttle worked. I mean, two of them blew up, but we got two that didn't. So, hey, I mean, you know, batting 500, that'll get you in the Hall of Fame. So how does a space shuttle fly? Who the fuck knows? But if we can break it down into tiny little problems, we can solve those tiny little problems before you know it. That is how engineers are taught. That's what we do and blah, blah, blah. I'm up on that. Not space shuttles, but I'm up on how to think that way. So with insurance, here's what I want. For one, I'm not even sure if I need insurance. I don't pay insurance, like I don't have an insurance card I swipe every time I get gas for my car. This seems very obvious to me. Like, I don't know why I would need insurance to get gas in my car or an oil change. And you're like, what the hell does a car have to do with a human body? Let me tell you what it has to do with it. If I get into a car wreck and it's bad, then the car, the insurance company will pay for it. I have a oh shit device. The oh shit device is insurance, and it will come save my ass if the bill is over whatever, let's say $2,500. Below that, it's on me, and I get to pay the amount I want because of my deductible. So that's pretty handy too. Man, do you guys hear that fucking dog barking? I had this dog. I'm gonna have to rant. That'll be another episode. I hate my dog. God damn it. It's like I'm trying to think about these things like insurance, which are, you know, I don't know. For me, I'm using all my brain power here, kids. And this fucking dog goes, woof, 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 woof. And it's like, well, how long can you stand that? And it's like, okay, I'm just gonna keep on talking. I'm gonna keep on thinking and ignore that bastard. I'm gonna meditate, find my center. No, I want him fucking dead. I hate my goddamn dog. And to be fair, just so you guys know, I love animals and I definitely love dogs. I used to say cats are shit, dogs are awesome, but at the time I had an awesome dog. Now I have a dog I despise. All right, so anyway, we're back to this, lost my train of thought. So I had a car analogy. Oh, so the idea of car insurance is it bails you out in case something shitty happens. And that's it. It's pretty straightforward. Nothing shitty happens, you don't need it. And even a tiny little fender bender, you're even like, should I even bother turning this into my insurance company? You're reluctant to use them. Well, with our current system with healthcare, obviously, you go to the thing, and it's for a checkup, that, you know, the most mundane oil change of sorts. And for first off, St. Francis, a local hospital here in my area, for me and my wife to have what equated to a 7-minute checkup each, we both went at the same time, had them scheduled at the exact same times, different doctors, but under the same umbrella, same group, same doctor's office, but part of a hospital for reasons that make no sense to me. It ended up being $3,300. Now insurance ended up knocking it down, but you're like, well, how did you even get to the $3,300 before insurance? Now, when I talk to lefties, a lot of liberal types will say, well, thank God you got insurance. You're one of the lucky ones. And maybe, but I have to wonder, well, how the hell do these prices get up to that high to begin with? How is a 7-minute visit to a doctor $3,300. Okay, excuse me, we have two visits. So 14 minutes of doctor is $3,300. And in that, both those cases, we had somebody up front that collected our paperwork. And of course, they used a goddamn pen of all things. Like, they didn't hand me a tablet. So that means that somebody had to convert all that bullshit I wrote with an ink pen over to a computer, because you know that's going in somewhere. So that took time. So I had to deal with kind of the upfront, office type person and bureaucratic type person. And then I had one nurse and the doctor. And so the total expenditure of time was like, what, again, 7 minutes per person. And so it wasn't a lot of time. And so obviously, what the hell, 50 or 60 divided by 7. You could have 8 patients in that time. So 8 times 3,300. I got my engineering calculator right here. Let's see. 3,300 times 8. Okay, so they're making $26,400 per hour. Assuming they, you know, well, and fuck it, you only work, let's go back. You know, if you only work 3 hours a day, this is one doctor, by the way, then they're making $80,000 a day for one doctor. And they had like 6 doctors and they all look busy. So it's like, where the fuck is all this money going? What are you people doing with it? Now, here's what I think gets interesting. I was really interested in the Obamacare thing because I wanted to understand it. And keep in mind, I don't just knee-jerk jump to a libertarian stuff automatically. If I don't know a topic, I assume libertarians are right first. And again, diet libertarians, the ones that want to bitch and whine about stop signs and whether government should build roads, they can go fuck themselves. I don't have any interest in that stuff. That's way too inside baseball for me. I want to be like, talk to libertarians that want to solve a problem. And right now, my stop signs are not the biggest problem in my life. Do I love getting tickets? No. Haven't got a ticket in years, by the way. But do I love getting tickets? Absolutely not. I hate it. But I don't hate it near as bad as I hate fucking looking for a dentist, which is my problem today. I don't like my time getting wasted on a large scale from a disastrous system. So anyway, what I did learn from this Obamacare book was they were really big on limiting the profits of an insurance company. And I was just like, well, hang on a second. All profits mean is, I keep getting those booms and shit. Anyway, all profits mean is they made a lot more money than they used. In other words, they kept their bills low. So they keep their bills low, they're going to get penalized. That's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is they minimize their expenditure going out. So it depends on if the bill is them leaving the lights on or having too many employees that are, you know, playing around on Facebook when they should be working, or is it they're actually fucking their customers over. Now, the ideal libertarian view says that, well, somebody with shitty insurance will just switch. And that is technically true to a certain degree, but there's a propagation delay in that. That's what we call it in physics, or it's also called speed of sound. It takes time for you to switch. It takes a lot of energy for you to switch to a different insurance company. And it could be you have no choice at all because you're dependent on your fucking employer for your insurance. That, too, is horrible. And so I don't understand why, again, it has to be linked to any of these things. But here's the thing. If I'm an insurance company, they say, well, Brandon, you are limited to 15% profit. And let's just say I brought in $1 million. And so therefore, I can only profit $150,000. And let's just say I got some real bills to pay, or I just want to be as profitable as possible because that's what my business is about, which is the only way to profit in that system, increase my profits, is just to run more money through me. In other words, instead of having $1 million of insurance go through, or where I get to keep a maximum of 15%, let's just go ahead and do $2 million and I'll keep the $300,000. So now we're talking. And so suddenly the insurance is not a force that has any strong interest in keeping prices down. It actually wants prices to go up. So now you have both the hospital and the insurance company working, pushing in the same direction. They're supposed to oppose each other on things. Insurance is supposed to be a company that's kind of fighting for their own interest, which is to keep down expenditures, which means keep down hospital costs. Now, we know that happens too. Everybody's heard these stories where the insurance came in and argued with the doctor. God knows the doctors are right. Here lately, I've heard a bunch of shit stories of crazy fucking doctors prescribing pills that kill people. Like fentanyl in 2021 is still a problem. Yes, that's another story. It's just kind of hearsay, but just trust me, I these things are real. We'll just give you the maximum dose of fentanyl. Fuck Prince. Fuck Tom Petty. Fuck whoever got killed from this shit. Did David Bowie die of fentanyl? Probably. Fucking John Lennon probably died of fentanyl. They just blamed it. Anyway, so who knows if the doctors are correct or not, but who knows if the insurance companies are correct or not about health things. It's all a shit show, but at this point, we do know they both have incentive to make prices go up. So if I have to pay $3,300 for a checkup for me and my wife, then the insurance company can make double the cash than if it costed $1,700 or whatever, $1,650. So that is a disaster. Is an epic, epic disaster when both the health insurance and the hospitals are on the same page. They should oppose each other a little bit. And again, it's complicated and there's a lot going on there. Like I said, who's right about medical decisions and should we have our insurance even involved in that? I don't fucking know. But what I do know is for a checkup, what if there was just no insurance at all? Well, the first thing that would happen was, the first time you got a bill for $3,300, well, one, I just wouldn't pay it. I would let it go to collections. I don't give a shit. My credit score is in the 800s. I think I could knock it down 20 points and still get, you know, wake up and, you know, in the morning happy. Like, fuck you. It's just not going to happen. And once the word got out, it would take 10 minutes in our current system. Once it would spread faster than, like, I don't know, a terrorist attack on Twitter. Holy shit. Because insurance is banned from, and not that we have to ban it, but let's just say we all agree not to use insurance and just pay the full fucking bill. If we all agreed to hang on, loud noise, do that. If we all agreed to not use insurance on our daily checkups, then suddenly you would have an absolute an epidemic of disaster in the health land. And they would say, no one is paying the $3,300 anymore. Well, we gave them 7 minutes of health care. What do they expect? What is that per minute, real quick? I'm just curious. So it was 14 minutes, $3,300. So, okay, so that's $235 a minute. That comes out to $14,000 an hour. Did I do that right? Yeah, that's about right. So we're paying them $14,000 an hour for that fucking trash. Anyway, so yeah, I had to calculate that. It's an engineer thing. Don't worry about it. So, how about this? So none of us use our health insurance, and we all have to pay in cash. And of course, the lefties go, well, what about the poor people? They don't have that kind of money. The rich people don't either. No rich person on the history of the planet got rich from spending their money like that. And here's the thing, a checkup, if you skipped one, it's probably not a big deal. Most of us, like my age, I'm 41, didn't go to the doctor for like 15 years until like our wives made us or some, you know, other business interest forced us to. So you can skip a checkup and it probably won't kill you. It's nice to know if they could find your dick cancer early and that kind of thing, but it won't kill you if you don't go. Just don't go. Who cares? And fuck them. I'm not going to pay that kind of money and I'll figure it out later. Well, so no rich people will go to the doctor and no poor people will go to the doctor. No one will go to the doctor. And now we have a huge surplus of labor and they will have to decide if the doctors want to go back to journalist school or they could just lower the prices to something we could fucking afford. So that would happen. Of course, people who don't get, I gotta get a fucking pop filter. Where's my pop filter? I have one. I probably have one handy. Pop filter, where are you? Yeah, shit, I know I had one. Yeah. I'll fix it later. All right, sorry, guys. So anyway, so the gist of it is because we all go, well, I guess we'll just use insurance, then the system has no interest in changing. Well, I want to change that for sure. And here's the other thing. There's a couple of things I want. I want the price to be written on a menu, just like it is at Dairy Queen. I want to know a cheeseburger costs, what, $8 now or some, you know, I don't want to think about that. Inflation. Cheeseburger's $8. I want to see how much a checkup costs. It should be right up there, $400. Like, do I want to pay $400? I believe I'm going to go online to see if I can get one for $200 or whatever. I want my medicine to be, medical treatment to be just like Amazon. I want to be able to pick a doctor based on reviews. He fingered you last time and you didn't like it? 1 star. Didn't arrive on time? Box was destroyed? 1 star. You get the idea. I want to know what I'm buying. Why is there no review system for this? Like a Yelp for doctors. Is there one? Let's Google it real quick. Maybe there is. Let's see. Yelp for doctors. What do you got? Best family doctors. There is a Yelp. Holy shit. Okay, we'll see. And of course, you always have to take it as a grain of salt, too. Oh, look, they're all shit. But they're all one review. Of course, people only going to review things. I didn't know that this thing existed, or I would have given positive reviews to my... Maybe I need to make that. Anyway, but I want to be able to check reviews. I don't see why buying Bluetooth headphones should be any different than using a doctor. And the doctor prices, that menu, that the prices I see up on the board, should have some oh shit type things listed too. The same way that, like, you know, when I was a kid, we went to Burger King, I could afford like one cheeseburger. And the quote unquote rich kids, I thought they were rich. I mean, they were like slightly above, you know, me in class or in income or whatever. They would get like the chicken sandwich meal for like $4, which back then was like a lot of money. I was like, holy shit, they get to buy 4 times what I can. So in that same way, there should be the chicken sandwich equivalent at the dentist or at the doctor that says, oh, your brain fell out. That's going to cost $125,000. Well, thank you. I'm glad I know that. Yeah, your femur disappeared. We'll put in a new one. You know, $225,000. You know, knee replacement surgery, blah, blah, blah. This should all be documented. And from what I understand, of all things, Trump actually pushed this through. And apparently there was resistance. Like, well, what kind of madman doesn't want the general people to know how much things cost? And this is where it gets really fucked up. And apparently, it was both the hospitals and the insurance companies fighting this. And you would think the insurance companies, again, if they wanted to keep prices down, they would say, well, no, we definitely want our customers, or yeah, our patients, whatever you call these people, customers, humans, to know what they're getting into so they can find something cheaper. But as I've already covered, insurance companies now have incentive to have more money go through them, which means health prices go up. And so this is a very interesting time, and it's clearly a bunch of fuckery that's been going on for years. I know this, that Obamacare didn't do anything it was supposed to do. From what I understand, I mean, I do know that like broke-ass people that I knew, which I was 28 at the time, pretty much all my friends are broke. Even the ones that are rich now, you know, were broke then. And they went, holy shit, look what I have to pay now. And at the time, I was doing my own business, and so I had, like, it was, like, going to be like $800 a month. I'm like, are you fucking crazy? I don't think, I barely make $800 a month. So it was slamming broke people into poverty. That's what I saw. And, of course, then I would hear, you know, the rumor, though, was, oh, this has been really good for poor people. I'm like, where? How the fuck did you determine that? You know what this fucking costs? But I also understand that we had this system where basically when you're young and invincible and you don't go to the doctor, it doesn't matter. You don't spend any money. And then when you start getting old and falling apart, well, then you're going to the doctor constantly. And so there is some merit into almost forcing people to pay in early. If we can get you to put a nice chunk of change in when you're 25, 26, 27, then when you're actually 50 and fucking the system over with $500,000 procedure here, $1 million new knee, you know, $1 million heart, blah, blah, blah. When you start doing that, mostly because you're a big fat ass anyway, not taking care of yourself, that's another mess. But when you start bleeding the system dry when you're old, at least when you were young, you had contributed, and hopefully that was invested, and maybe there's enough to almost pay your way. I don't have a clue how they pay for any of that shit now. So this is a big, long rant about I don't want to have to spend hours of my time attempting to research a new dentist. Most likely, any dentist listed is probably fine. They all went through school and probably aren't going to murder anybody and finger me, like I said, those types of things. Fine. But when you look at their website, is that, oh well, this doctor is approved by the FAA. That's the Airplane Association, by the way, the flight. This doctor is approved by here. It's like, well, you haven't told me anything, and I'm not highly worried about it. But it's really fucked up. Where I'm happy where I am, but because my wife switched jobs, now the person that sticks their hand down my throat and cleans my teeth is somebody I don't know and don't trust. I mean, imagine if we did it with other shit. Like, well, you changed jobs, so your car's getting taken away. It's like, well, now I have to research a new car? Yes. Well, I liked my other car, so you switched jobs. Like, tying all this shit together, it always ends up being some corrupt fucking thing. And so I do think the free market could come in and do its thing, and it would actually help. I don't see any reason why it wouldn't work. And I think it'd be cheaper for everybody in the end. And it means broke people, rich people, everybody. And I maybe I'm wrong on that, but I'd like to see the numbers. I'd like to see how we're really giving the broke people a benefit by coupling dentistry with occupation, because I just don't fucking get it. Out.